Dear listeners, welcome to our weekly installment of a series of letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. This week, please enjoy our correspondence to Charles Musgrove. Dear Charles Musgrove, now, Mr. Musgrove, I know I would love to just call you Charles, but we are not on a first name basis, because I do not know you at all. But in this letter, I would like to tell you that I do think we would get along splendidly at a party. You seem very good-natured, which is why I feel a little bit sorry for you. I know that your affection towards Anne was very genuine, and of course, why would it not be? Anne is wonderful. She's so easy to get along with, and so kind-natured and just lovely. I do feel sorry that you have to deal with Mary, the invalid, as she would like to be called, but that's quite all right. Now, your young sisters, Louisa and Henrietta, love Anne, and they wish that you would have married Anne instead, but, Charles, there was no escaping Anne with Captain Wentworth. I do wish you well, and I hope that you find some solace in the raising of your children, and that you come to an agreement on some things. Well, I shall keep this brief and short. I wish you all the best. Respectfully, Claudia.
To my dear Charles Musgrove, you are rather endearing to me. In my many years of being a nosy people watcher, I have seen many couples that are odd in their pairing, and I think that you and Mary, to be frank, are the poster child of an odd couple, you being slightly too passive and her obviously too keyed up. I agree with Louisa's statement that you and your family would have been better off if Anne had agreed to marry you. It shows good judgment on your part that you wanted to marry Anne in the first place, and while I am quite annoyed with your wife, Mary, you are just too cute. But as happy as your family would have been if you and poor Anne had been married, she would have been wondering about her lost love the whole while, and that would have just been too unfair a thing for you to experience. Though, to be honest, you probably wouldn't have even noticed. Well, dear Charles, I'm so glad that all of us fans in the Jane Austen world get to enjoy your good-humoured, rather bumbling personality. Thank you for being you. It is rather refreshing to just have a nice man every once in a while. Here's hoping that you have good game next time you go out. Obviously, good game refers to your hunting. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile device and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and B. Our delightful new episodes will appear every Friday and Wednesday of each week. Until next time.